Welcome back to this edition of Legal Line. This is Bob Pittman. Happy to have you with us today as we make our periodic venture into the mysterious realm of the law. Or as Inspector Clouseau would say, the law. I shouldn't do that. How many, you know, I'm dating myself now with Inspector Clouseau, but who doesn't love Inspector Clouseau and the law? So we talk about demystifying the law, translating the legalese, and hopefully pointing you in the right direction with regard to your legal problems each and every edition of Legal Line. We've been hanging out with you for quite a few years discussing legal issues, interesting legal issues, answering general legal questions, and having some really fun, interesting guests, which we have right now. We're down at the Puyallup Activity Center here in the state of Washington. If you're watching or listening around the country, then head up to the state of Washington sometime and join us in person. But we are here in the state of Washington, down in Puyallup, and we're talking at the Puyallup. Oh boy, come on, Bob. See, I should know. This is showing that it's live, right? The Puyallup Senior Health and Wellness Fair. This is Lisa Doyle, my guest at the moment from K-Care. Now, Lisa is also a registered nurse.
That's correct.
You have a bunch of letters after your name, I noticed.
Yes.
But the registered nurse part I noticed right away.
Yes.
And I always, one of my favorite things to think about is this brain surgeon doing, and I talk about it sometimes in estate planning, where you got the brain surgeon who's thinking about putting a Band-Aid on somebody and thinking, okay, maybe this way, maybe that way, maybe, you know, let's think about this a while. And they're studying the situation and everything. And the nurse comes in and says, oh, you need a Band-Aid. Slap, and it goes
right.
on in
Go
the right,
right
spot.
To it. That's right. We don't do any processing.
No, but it's just, I mean that in such a good way. I mean, we get to thinking about things so much in general, I think, in life. We study this and study that. And sometimes we just need that Band-Aid put on.
And you just need to get it over with. I was actually, normally it's the other way around. It's taking off the Band-Aid and how painful that can be. Yes, that's a lot of what we do in healthcare.
Well, I hadn't thought about that. Now, the brain surgeon would just rip it off, probably.
No, he'd tell the nurse to do it. Are you kidding? He wouldn't have anything to do with that. Just get that off.
I don't want to hurt these people.
I want to look at it, but I don't want to touch the bandage.
Oh, that's great. Now, Lisa is with K-Care, and we're going to talk to her right now, and then we're going to talk to her just a little bit later in the program, too. But what is K-Care? I mean, what are we talking about?
Yes, so K-Care is the... It started around the whole thing of needing care. As a registered nurse and all those other things, I have a bachelor's degree in nursing and also I'm a geriatric care manager, and that's what those other abbreviations are.
Yep, yep.
We do placement, home care coordination, helping people get the right care they need at home and planning for it. Those two things are actually a free service. And then we do geriatric care management. And there is an hourly fee with that, but my motto with that is if we don't save you time and money, you shouldn't use that service. It's wrapped around figuring out what the care needs of someone is and what their long-range goals are and helping connect the dots between them to get it plugged in with someone just like yourself.
Great. I think a lot of people are kind of scared by this whole thing of needing care, number one. I mean, in denial, I'm sure, and as we move down the age continuum, and sometimes it's not age-related, I suppose, too. It could be from accident or other kind of health challenges and so forth that might not be age, but typically we think of it in terms of someone getting to be, you know, 113 now and maybe shouldn't be driving anymore. I don't know, at 113. I think 113 is the break point for most states where they stop issuing the driver's license. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know that there actually is a breaking point for that. But
I saw someone in the audience agreeing with me that 113 was it. I don't know. We're checking on their driver's license right now.
The oldest person I've known to drive was 99, and I met that person last week.
Yeah.
So I know that that person was driving still.
How did you meet? It wasn't a...
Thankfully, it wasn't a car accident.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But,
this is good. Yeah.
It was another kind of situation, which we do run into. Keeping him private as much as possible, I will say people tend to, that are driving, and if they have cognitive changes, i.e. can't remember things, can get lost or lose their car and panic, which all of us would if that happened. And in this case, I met him because he called 911 and thought his car was stolen.
Oh, no.
And so we helped plug him in with his family and his care needs. And that's a daily situation that our company runs into. But, you know, we just to back up on that, that family, when we met with that gentleman, there was, of course, children involved. They had, and I hear this a lot, I've been wanting mom or dad to do, take, you know, to make some choices a long time ago. I saw this coming. And it's like being on a train and you're not able to stop. And not that we want to think of aging as being on the train and not stopping, but it is inevitable. Is that not so? And so kind of knowing that that train isn't going to stop even if you want it to, that we need to start putting some pieces in place so that when that, whenever that moment comes that the care is needed, all the pieces are in alignment and it goes smoother as opposed to 911 being involved like the gentleman I just mentioned.
Right. It's so hard for us, I think, to think in terms of pre-planning, if you will, and saying, okay, when the time comes, or if the time, I guess when, but when the time comes that I need some help, here's how I want it to go.
It's true.
Now, I'm big on saying when if we're ever in trouble and we're incapacitated, I worry about things like what TV show is on. I mean, seriously, you know, what? Just imagine you're laying there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Maybe you've lost the ability to communicate effectively. You're not going away anytime soon, but you're kind of in trouble, and someone put the wrong TV show on or the wrong music on.
And you're totally stuck.
It would drive me insane. The right music will kind of, you know, I kind of drift off in thought. I'd be careful when I'm driving, of course, but I mean, drift
sure.
off in thought, whereas the wrong music will just, like, drive you up the wall.
It's like torture. It's like the itchy nose you can't scratch.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And so I kind of picture this is the real, even more serious aspect of care is like, along with having the right TV show, eating the right food and everything, you know, who's helping me and how am I obtaining that care? Can I do it at home? I'm guessing is
right.
one of the questions.
Oh, always a question. And it's a good question to ask. You know, it's we think a lot about what we're going to do with our money. I think that there's a culture that, you know, I want to save my money. I want to invest my money. There's a lot more wrapped around that. Really, that kind of mindset should be wrapped around investing in our future care. I tell families every day, we hope that the best will happen, but we plan for the worst to happen. And it's like that insurance policy. You hope you never have to use it, but it's there if you need it. And that's what we like to do with care. Because the reality is people are living longer. I brought some really big statistics today if you want me to share them.
You know what I'd like to do is I want you to give me your biggest one, and then I'm going to have you come back in a little bit. We'll kind of tease everybody with,
okay.
with this. So give us your...
My biggest one...
What's the one that really surprises maybe the most, perhaps?
So, I think this is a big surprise. This 50 to 70 million Americans are providing elder care support to a loved one, and 70% of those are workers, and they're having to take time off to provide some of that care.
Wow.
Is that costing us a lot of money?
Boy, it sure is, as a society, but also in your own pocketbook.
Absolutely.
And it seems like there's usually another relative or someone living somewhere else in the country who thinks it's no big deal.
It's true. Yes. Yes.
Now, we're talking to Lisa at K-Care, and let me give out your contact information, too, Lisa. I have
Absolutely.
It right here.
Absolutely.
That should be very efficient. Lisa Doyle with K-Care, and you can get hold of her with questions at 866-337-1176. 866-337-1176, and I'm going to ask you to come back with us in a short while and continue our discussion about this really important topic of care and maybe designing it into your system so that it's not such a shock to the system later.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
good point.
And maybe having her drive us rather than us driving ourselves. No, I guess she's probably not going to do that. But, you know, I've always thought, you know, I think I'll know the time when I get to be whatever age that maybe I can't drive. The one thing I worry about, though, is will I know that I shouldn't be practicing law anymore at some point? Or will I continue? Now, we're going to be talking with a Supreme Court justice in a moment, and maybe he'll be concerned, too, about me. I don't know. We'll find out as to when.
I can't wait to hear.
But I appreciate your being on with us, and we're going to continue our discussion in just a short while. Thanks very much, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
So we'll take a very short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Justice Charles Johnson of the Washington State Supreme Court. Thank you.